This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Israel and Jordan on Wednesday, and the U.S. military getting ready with 2,000 troops to support Israel, the world of upside down. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on this show. We have been watching what's been going on, sadly, after the world was shook to its core with that Hamas savagery, which happened over a week ago. So there's still so many questions that are in the air, including, will Hamas free the hostages? Will they free non-Israeli hostages? Because there's been some conversation about that. There are 199 confirmed hostages, according to the Israeli military, and there are definitely Americans who are part of that group for various reasons in and around the areas where there were many people that were obviously murdered. And they were not murdered, but they were instead kidnapped. So we'll talk about that and talk about the president and talk about what's happening closer to home, including the former president who's going to appeal a gag order where a federal judge is forbidding him from making public statements attacking witnesses, is what the judge says, and specific prosecutors involved in his indictment on charges that that involve election results. So a U.S. district court judge ruled in a hearing on Monday that Trump's status as a presidential candidate didn't give him a blank check to level the smear campaign against those involved in the case. Those are specific words from the judge, to which Trump said that they're going to appeal that. And he said, I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. It's so unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support. It's incredible. What's really sad and incredible is what now is happening in some of what I call these booby-trapped areas along the Gaza Strip, because you still have innocent people caught in between what now is happening with Hamas and Israel and the bombings and people running to Egypt to try to get out that way, because leaflets were spread across the strip, were dumped from planes saying, get out. And now you see that there is movement, there is troop movement, and including our own troops are told to get ready, like I just said, at the top. So you now also have Iran warning of a preemptive type of action. So what does that mean? Everything is happening in the Middle East, my friends, obviously. And you've got President Biden, who is going to also meet, he's going to Israel, but he's going to meet in Egypt, he's going to meet in Jordan, he's going to meet the king, he's going to travel to all of those areas in this one big visit. He says he's going to reiterate that Hamas does not stand for the Palestinian people's rights to dignity and self-determination, and he'll discuss again the humanitarian needs of all civilians in Gaza. That's according to our National Security Council spokesperson, a guy named John Kirby. You've heard him before on this show. You've heard what he's had to say about what's happening in the world. So, again, this presidential trip is huge, especially while we now hear of Iran, which was the concern in the first place, gearing up, warning of this preemptive action against Israel in the coming hours, they're saying, because Israel is getting ready for a ground offensive on the Gaza Strip. Iran is reportedly warning that a ground invasion of that long blockaded Gaza would be met with a response from other fronts. So now there is much bigger fear of a wider conflict that could draw in other countries, which was a concern in the first place, which is why we had two U.S. carriers who went into the Mediterranean to try to push away what possibly could be Hezbollah, Iran getting somehow involved in this. And now Iran is flat out warning and saying that is possible. Iran's foreign minister did this in a live broadcast, saying that he's had a meeting with Hezbollah's leader over the weekend, and there is absolutely the possibility of action by what he calls the resistance axis in the coming hours. So, wow, we have the sands of time going through the hourglass really rapidly here. This is a huge week for everything crescendoing into a head in and around the Strip, in and around different areas of Israel. We know the facts are that Israel declared war on the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas a day after waves of its fighters broke through the heavily militarized border with Israel on October 7th and killed over 1,400 people, most of them civilians, people horrified by the atrocities that they've heard about that are documented, from babies' heads being cut off to anything that you could possibly imagine. So Israel has responded by pummeling the Strip, the Gaza Strip, with nonstop air and artillery strikes that have flattened neighborhoods, killed at least 2,700 plus people in Gaza, most of them civilians. And since, a little history here, since the Islamic Revolution, you got to go back to 1979, Iran has made support for Palestinians one of their pillars of their ideology. So now, flat out saying, this happens, we're here. This happens, we're here. So the hostages, confirmed, 199 being held by Hamas. And because of what Iran's saying, because of talking about but not saying specifics about the hostages, Israel decided to evacuate 28 communities on the Lebanon border because of the possibility of now Hezbollah jumping in. Egypt claims Israel agreed to temporary ceasefire, but Israel issued a denial. So you have a lot of moving parts in this that could lead to so many different outcomes here, including what would be the outcome for the United States, what would be the outcome for other companies. Because with the president traveling to Israel in a show of solidarity, 2,000 troops, that's the number I mentioned now the third time, have been told to get ready to deploy in anticipation of an Israeli ground invasion of Gaza aimed at crushing, of course, the Hamas militant group. Wow, the American soldiers would not be sent to Israel, but could be assigned to other countries for support roles like medical assistance or security at gate crossings. Stay tuned for more on that. What's happening at home on the Hill next?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river.
On the Hill and the chaotic moves that are happening in order to find somebody to replace Kevin McCarthy, who was booted out as Speaker of the House. Now it seems like an eternity, but it's been 2 weeks. So Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio feels optimistic, he says. I was listening to some of the people that he was talking to on the Hill, where he was saying that he feels like he could get that 217 votes to be named the new House Speaker when the chamber convenes on Tuesday. He thinks they're really, really close. He's among a handful of House Republicans vying for the seat right after McCarthy was removed. So Steve Scalise withdrew. Boom. He's out of it, as we know. Jordan said, as he was struggling to get support, said he's got the support of at least a couple more Republican members, Congresswoman Wagner from Missouri and Mike Rogers from Alabama. They're saying they support. See, this is like a scene from a movie called The American President. If you haven't seen it, watch it. Michael Douglas is in it. And there's a couple of other well-known actors, I think, that you would recognize. And one of them is Michael Fox, too. He's an aide to the president. And they're scurrying around trying to get votes, because this is very much what it's like. It's like a wild game of telephone tag and sending out your emissaries to try to convince the office of XYZ to give you the vote so you know how many votes you have in your pocket. So he feels confident to say, hey, here's two more. Here's two more that will back me up, because I think I can get to that 217. So let's see what happens on Tuesday. And Jordan's right about this. You got to get a speaker seated so the House can resume business and work on specifically an aid package to Israel after that horrible Hamas terror attack ripped apart so many lives on October 7th, including many Americans. You know, at least 29 Americans, and I think that number's higher. So nothing happens until we get that speaker in place. Then one of the areas that they'll work on will be a resolution and supplemental aid for Israel. And then everything else that's piled up since then. Because remember, right now we got a Band-Aid to keep the government open till mid-November. So not having a speaker, does impact a lot of people in this country if that's not in place in the next handful of weeks. And we know how fast time moves. So what's the saying? Time waits for no man or speaker to be elected. So there has to be an approval of a new speaker. Otherwise, this is going to drag us down further and further and further to places that we do not want to be. We don't want to be there. All right, speaking of not wanting to be there, we have a lot of cities that are struggling. Philadelphia, with a heavily Democratic mayor who's furious about all of the migrants that have been dumped on Philly because they have nowhere to put them. They feel like it's a humanitarian crisis and don't know what to do. They're not getting any help from the feds. The same thing in Chicago. Obviously, there are border cities that have struggled for a long time, but these big cities are now feeling that pinch. So the Biden administration wants to provide 5.7 million migrants with free medical services, food, housing. You know, that's the latest that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, oversees this record number. It's like 2.4 million, right? And this is all in this paperwork, Release and Reporting Management. It's called the RRM program. So the plan is for private companies to help in monitoring the situation with phone apps, in-person check-ins, all of that. But then the other part of this is, what about medical? What about food? What about housing? What about all of the things that need to happen while they're waiting for court dates? Who takes care of that? And this is what these mayors of these cities are screaming about, that they can't handle what's happening there. So this is a massive expense and a massive undertaking, but there is a lot of panic in a lot of places where they simply have no answers, and they're not getting any answers from the government. I say this all the time. This is like the thing everybody wants to run on, but nobody wants to solve the problem. Nobody wants to handle it. Nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to say, oh, we screwed up and dropped the ball a long, long time ago, which is true. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. So now what do you do moving forward? You know, what do you do? And we're talking about a very big number. So what is the alternative? What kind of additional funding is needed? So they're planning to send out a request for proposal to vendors coming up in 2024. But, you know, in the meantime, legal assistance, what happens there? What's happening with services as far as that's concerned? There's so much the goes into this: public transportation, education, reintegration. These are things that never, ever, ever really get talked about. So there's a huge push. But it will cost billions, and it will cost more the longer this keeps getting tossed around. And this is all rolled into things that are happening on the Hill. Things that are not getting talked about, things that are not being processed, things that are being discussed. Is it executive order? Can you really go that route? And it can't be that route, because now we're even talking about taxpayer money. Because where does the money come from? And again, what do these cities do? Their hands are tied and they're furious and don't like these inhumane consequences and are stuck with an answer, completely stuck with an answer. I'm going to move from what's happening there to what we look out on the horizon for. In other words, when we're looking at the possibilities of, and oh, I hate to say it, right? But looking at the possibilities of what's going to happen in 2024. And the reason I say I hate to say it is because there's so much going on right in front of our faces and so much that's being affected that we're not even realizing by what's going on in the Middle East. There's the other side to that. There's the other side to what's happening. And this is, you know, we've got a Republican debate that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be in Miami. And of course, Donald Trump, who's crushing everybody on that side, isn't going to be there. But why would he be there? Because it would make no sense. Some of what will be discussed is going to be what's happening in the Middle East and what's America's role and all of that. And in the meantime, the president sold more than 40% of the U.S. strategic petroleum reserves last year to limit rising fuel prices. That drew down the reserve to 352 million barrels less than half the peak of 727 million that was there. So the stockpiles are at the lowest that they've been since the 80s. And so what does that mean? Why do we have the reserve? Why did the reserve get started in the first place? It was the mid-70s when the war in the Middle East prompted President Ford to say, okay, we got energy threats from these unfriendly nations. So the biggest and the brightest minds are telling me we need to do something about this. So now we've got this massive Middle East crisis between Israel and Hamas and the Gaza Strip. And oil is not produced there, for sure. But the impact on global oil prices, if it spreads to Iran, they produce 3 million barrels of oil a day. Not Israel, not the Gaza Strip, not that, but Iran is what is the risky part of all of this. Wow. And this is something that's being talked about. The House Natural Resources Committee, they're talking about what do we do next. I know what we're doing next. Your thoughts as we go to the mailroom.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Power restoration efforts are continuing today following this week's East Coast storms. Maine is the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark. More than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts, another 27,000 in Connecticut. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people.
An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response under the pretense of a crime occurring.
A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage, as high as $16 in states like California and New York. 20 states will be keeping the federal minimum wage $7.25. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well... You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On what's going on, Israel, Hamas, Gaza Strip, all of that, and a lot of other things from A to Z. So let's dive right into it. Michael, listening to us in Tucson, Arizona, says, "Hey, Kate, I just am so sad by this stories that I'm reading about these kids that were at that concert in Israel, and you know, to me, that's what it's about. It's the humanity and the inhumane, animalistic things that have happened, and that planned attack on innocent civilians. That's not going after soldiers. That's nothing to do with territory at all. It is a terroristic act. I don't understand how we have these protests in America. You know, forget Palestinian, pro-Palestinian, pro-Israeli, I'm this, I'm that. It's what you talk about all the time, labels. can we just not look at this as Hamas are terrorists? Do you think they really give a damn about the Palestinian people? They use them as shields. They are booby-trapped. They are shields. That's what it is. To think of those innocent people at that concert, it takes your breath away the more you hear the stories. I had to stop listening to them. There has to be some sort of retribution for that. There just has to be. And I just don't understand how Israel was so ill-prepared. Yeah, you know, that's the big thing, Michael. I think, you know, now it's about moving forward. Okay, can you get the hostages? Is that possible? What's the best outcome for all of this? And then we know, and I've talked about it on the show, the various things that have happened in where the balls were dropped, and how could it be that it took hours and hours to help because there weren't the belief of those warnings, and systems failed, and a fence is just a fence, right? Oh, there's this powerful fence that was easily compromised in so many places. Yeah, we know it. It is. It just takes your breath away to hear the stories, and to be still a week later and a couple of days hear more about the specific stories. We have people that are crying in front of microphones, begging to have their relatives back. Can't believe it's happened. Can't believe their 80-year-old grandmother was dragged off by a bunch of terrorists to who knows if they'll see her again. Yeah, it's a god-awful situation. No question. All right, Joseph says this. He says, Kate, do you think Benjamin Netanyahu survives Israel being caught so blindsided and what seems to be not a lot of answers for the people who are there, including a show of any kind of public support at any sort of memorial events to recognize the people that were killed in these territories that were by the Strip? You know, it's such a great question, and I would say there are, if I were reading the tea leaves easily from afar, no. I think people are furious about the response. I think there are a lot of people that are afraid for their families that want to get out of Israel and are trying to figure out, can they go stay with friends, whatever, especially if they're in areas where they feel like they could be compromised. So, I think that people aren't happy with the response. Not at all. Absolutely. Because they're not getting answers. Just, we're going to destroy Hamas. We're going to blow up Hamas. We're going to murder, kill, you know, just annihilate the cockroaches. And they're not getting answers about the hostages. They're not getting answers about a lot of different things. And including people are wanting to know specifically what happened. How did the systems fail so badly? Specifics, not broad strokes. Yeah. All right. And I got a ton of emails, of course, about similar things. And then this is from Max, who says, Kate, it's so scary to see what's going on in the Middle East. Iran jumps into this, and then you start to see that there's the possibility. What happens if Israel gets overrun in all corners, and there's just absolutely no way this doesn't explode into a much bigger conflict, and absolutely America gets pulled into this, and not just America, but there would be other countries that would be as well. I mean, are we on the verge? Certainly, I think it is really more than dicey when you look at what's going to happen with this ground invasion combined with what's happening aerially, and the fact that you have these hostages that are in between the middle of all of it. If they could only get the hostages back and get the hostages released. You know, the one thing is the hostages, supposedly Hamas said, the hostages could be released with no conditions. If there was no conditions, could the hostages could be released? Well, that's not going to happen, because Israel is going to hit Hamas territory with everything they've got. They're already doing that. The fact that, I mean, they're readying for coordinated strikes from the air, the sea, the land. They're responding to what happened on October 7th. And the fact that all those people were killed during that rampage. So the Israeli Defense Forces, that's what they're doing. I mean, it's the worst massacre of Jewish people since the Holocaust. So that's not stopping. It's not. I mean, you've got striker fighter groups ready to absolutely to roll. They're getting there. They have cut off the access to electricity, food, and water for most part to Gaza. Israel has, because they control that. I mean, this is a humanitarian crisis all the way around. There's no doubt. But with the bombardment there, you have hundreds of children that have been killed on the, you know, inside the Gaza Strip too. So over 2,600 people in Gaza, and you've got casualties all over the place on both sides of this, compromising this. And you got a lot of nations that are telling Israel, wait a second, can you respect the international rules of war, urging the protection of civilians' lives and not to target hospitals and schools and clinics in some of those densely inhabited Gaza areas? And many families who are displaced are crammed into even smaller places, because this is a small territory that we're talking about, right? Very small territory. All right, let's move on to this from Connie, who says, Kate, I can't even think or talk about the images and the stories that I'm hearing coming out of what happened to those families, what happened to those babies, what happened to those people that were at the festival. I mean, I'm happy when I hear a story of someone surviving, but I hear the stories of the others that weren't so fortunate, and it just breaks your heart. I mean, you aren't human if you feel nothing when you hear these stories. But instead, I want to go in a completely different direction. I know you know this, but Suzanne Summers dying over the weekend. Boy, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she fought it hard. I mean, she was on the verge of her 77th birthday. Her family was there to celebrate. I don't think they knew she was, you know, not feeling great, but I don't think they thought she was going to die. And she fought this for decades, and every once in a while it bubbled up. And I guess this last time in the summer it bubbled up, and it was pretty awful. But you know, she was somebody who stood up and fought for equal pay. Even when she was on that sitcom Three's Company, she wanted to be paid the same as John Ritter, her male co-star, and they wouldn't do it. So she tried to break the glass ceiling and was turned away from that, but she turned what happened there into something much more lucrative, I think, for her, and had a successful career in many other directions, especially in being an entrepreneur. But RIP to Suzanne Summers, and sad to hear of her death. Yeah, you know, you said it. I mean, she had it for decades and fought it and had plenty of times where she had remission, but then it came back. You know, she had an aggressive attack of it in the summer. I want to say it was like June. And so they were not expecting that to happen. But unfortunately, it did. And a lot of people have reacted to her because she had an impact in a lot of different areas, not just the entertainment field. I think that's probably part of it. So that happening, you know, her passing away the other day was something that a lot of people were talking about. All right, a big reminder, you can send me your thoughts on anything, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact 24/7.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. But when this started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossing. If not for the courage of
to start Odds and Ends. So here is a personal story, something that happened to me on Friday. In leaving the great state of Texas and being on the water, I had this opportunity for a song, for a steal, to be part of a boat club. And so it means we take boats out on the water, and on the water, of course, and we think we've gotten pretty good. You know, we had to get our captain's license for what that means. And on Friday, in looking at the charts, and of course that was one of my jobs, and looking at the charts, I saw, oh, it's just some light chop, and the winds are out of the west. So we shoved off for a place called Shell Key Preserve, and we left from a place called Tierra Verde. And, the clouds were just, they were dark, but it didn't look like it was going to pour, it was going to be awful. And then once we get out into the Gulf, oh my, I thought for sure we are going to be stranded like Gilligan on Shell Key Preserve. Now, I think someone would rescue us in Shell Key Preserve, but boy, was it scary. If any of you have ever been taken a tour, been on a pontoon boat, just imagine these waves that are like 4 feet white caps. And you're just going up and down, up and down, up and down, until finally one rogue wave just comes over and smashes you all in the face when you're in the back of the boat. So, yeah, it was a very Gilligan moment. It made me think of it because we watched that as a kid. And I was like, wow, this is Gilligan-esque. It really is, because there's no boats around. There's no one here. There's just this island that's deserted. It's a preserve, but it's deserted. And there's these huge white caps and waves. How are we getting out of here? And somehow we ended up making it back. But let's just say there were some white knuckle moments. When you see the beautiful, calm waters, and it's just like glass, and you just go, you know, they say search for the blue. Yeah, I was searching for the blue, but I must have had an upside down navigational tool and not realized, oh, light chop. You mean they mean serious chop is what they should have said. Serious, serious chop. Let that be a lesson to any of you. Even on land, when you read something, read it twice. Read it three times and try to figure it out. And I should have asked Siri. Hey, Siri, is it okay to go out to Shell Key Preserve today or not? Or would you stay back? Food for thought. All right, I am back on land, thank goodness, and there are so many things that are happening that are not, when we have so much significance happening, right? We need the lighter side, so we need some odds and ends. And I was looking at, as they always do these reports, right, about who has the quickest fast food drive-through. What study is going to tell us what offers that? Because we're a nation of, even if you eat really healthy, you got to admit there's got to be some point, sometime, some moment when you're just craving, I don't know, a Burger King, a Carl's Jr., a Taco Bell, a whatever it is, and you're just going to hit it. You're just going to go through there. And then what is it about? It is about quick, because usually you're headed off to work or from work, or you're starving or whatever the reason is, or it was one of those nights. You know what I'm talking about. So Taco Bell has the quickest drive-through service, supposedly to, this is according to QRS Magazine's annual drive-through report, because they measure it, they time it. And customers who don't leave their cars, their trucks, their whatever to order food at Taco Bell waited an average of 278.84 seconds or 4 minutes. So this is the third year in a row that they have been on top for the annual report. Carl's Jr., KFC behind in second and third. They waited, you know, 303.74 seconds. But Taco Bell, the fastest period. They're just quick. I kept thinking to myself, I wonder what it is. Is it, how much is the food prep? Because I think some of this has to do with the food prep. It has to do with the food prep, right? And when you look at the time someone gets through the drive through at a major fast food restaurant and how long it is to get their food, what this report does, the QRS report, they ran the 2023 report from the start of June to the end of July at close to 1,500 different locations. And 8% of the orders were during breakfast, 40% during lunch, 12% during the afternoon, 40% during dinner. So the bulk of it was lunch and dinner, which completely makes sense. And then, of course, what has the longest drive-through? Wait, Chick-fil-A, which you're waiting around 7 minutes. But you know what they say, that they're everything's fresh, and they, so of course it's going to take longer than that. And then you say, as I'm doing this, do you even care about this? People care about this. Because people complain when the fast food is not fast. So if you want fast food and you like Taco Bell, then that's your best bet compared to Chick-fil-A being the longest wait of everything in between. And then you can fill in the blanks with whatever other fast food chains that are popular, like Arby's or Dunkin' Donuts or Wendy's or Burger King or, you know, Carl's Jr. or McDonald's. I think with Taco Bell, I think it's the food prep, what they're serving up and how ready that is. And then Chick-fil-A, I think it's the same thing. It's what they're offering and how long it takes to get it ready. Because I don't care if you're in a small town or a big city somewhere or rural area, wherever, if they have a Chick-fil-A, usually because they're so popular, they have kids that are out with clipboards taking orders before you even get around to the window. So they're trying to cut off that time. I've seen that. I mean, I've traveled around the country. I've seen that in so many places where they're trying to cut off the time more. So they meet you the second you pull up and they have your name and they've got that order in. All right. Something cool that happened over the weekend. And I'm so jealous if you saw this because my friend sent me pictures of it. Did you see the eclipse, the ring of fire eclipse? Incredible, some of the shots people got over the weekend on Saturday. It's when the Earth's moon passed over the sun. So the people in the west and southwest got a solar eclipse that was just mind-blowing. And the eclipse was a partial eclipse as opposed to a total one. So you could see the sun as a very distinct ring of fire. And I don't know, people think a total eclipse is amazing, but I thought this ring of fire, the shots that I saw was incredible. I mean, incredible what people saw in Texas, what they saw around the Southwest, what they saw in Oregon, right? And, you know, they always say that thing where you never look directly without eye protection, because it's only, even if it's partially covered, still same thing, it could damage your eye. And I really asked an eye doctor about this one time, can it really make you go blind? And they said yes. So sunglasses weren't dark enough. I wonder how many people actually just said, I think I'm okay, and they looked up. I saw a lot of pictures with people with the glasses, the special glasses on, though. So maybe they did heed that advice. Maybe. I'm not sure. But I know people got to see it, and I was missing Texas then. I was thinking, wow, if I would have seen it right in my backyard, I guarantee I would have seen it. Would have seen it. Yeah, absolutely. All right, something else to keep in mind. On Tuesday, it's National Pasta Day. Look around for a good deal. If you're a pasta hound, you might just find one at Carrabba's, perhaps. That's one of the places. Olive Garden, Fazoli's, you got it, right? Oh, I love pasta. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour. Be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, in these tough times, be happy, people.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.